The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. This reading from the letter of St. Paul to the people of Rome is one of those kind of popular funeral readings that we often have, where he kind of turns the way the world looks at life and death upside down. He asks, "Are you unaware? We who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We are buried with him through baptism into his death, so that in him we might rise." It's a great reading for a funeral because it can provide a great deal of comfort for those who have lost one, a loved one. Because we can say, look, he or she is the one who is finally alive. The vision and the life that we all long for, they have, whether we give it much thought or not, day to day. We live Jesus 3 days in the tomb until we are taken up into the eternal moment of God. Baptism is the incorporation into the divine and human person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is the beginning of preparation for eternal life. But I'm not sure that it would be good marketing if we said in order to have the faith of the Catholic Church, we would have to think of ourselves as dead right now. It sounds kind of morbid, really. So it's not literally meant, but I think it speaks of the mystery that St. Paul and Jesus are trying to get to today. If we were to be asked whether or not we are meant for here or for there in heaven, well, we don't know exactly what there is, but we know that it's perfect. And we know that here is far from perfect. Again, upside down from the rest of the world, the way the rest of the world thinks. Heaven is our real goal in life. Everything else, success, wealth, even relationships, will pass away. Only heaven can satisfy all our desires, and it alone lasts forever. So let's look at Jesus' words in the gospel today from heaven's perspective. And look again at what he says, because on the surface, it sounds pretty harsh. In fact, it must be said, it was to the apostles that Jesus is speaking, not to his disciples, not even the crowd. It was for his select apostles that he gives this teaching. Somehow, they became great heroes. 10 of them would die as martyrs. Their leadership would help people get through all the difficulties to come. 350 years of persecution and martyrdom. Just think about all the martyrs of Rome. That was the feast day we celebrated yesterday. A great number of their followers would suffer intense persecution and also die a martyr's death. So Jesus says, "Whoever loves father or mother or son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. It's not to say that these aren't good and important things, even obligations, in the earthly life. But there is more, and we must seek to see beyond this earth. He says, whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. What does he mean by take up his cross? He's talking to a group of people that don't know what's coming. They don't know if Jesus is going to carry a cross and be crucified. It probably meant to them some kind of execution for criminals. So that's kind of confusing. We have perspective of looking back and seeing what happened to Jesus. And he could look forward to what was coming for him, but these apostles didn't know it was coming. So I think he is actually speaking to all who are to come in the future through the apostles. When you think about that phrase, take up your cross, what is it that you think about? Something very burdensome and painful, probably humiliating, embarrassing, leading to disaster. But this is where we might make a distinction. From the perspective of earth, this is horrible suffering. But from the perspective of heaven, it represents fulfillment and joy. I believe the most joyful moment for Jesus in his human life was on the cross. He was accomplishing his mission in obedience to his Father. His Father's love and his love for the Father is so perfect that pain cannot override it. Death cannot override it. The cross certainly was not a place of happiness, but it was a place of great joy because he was doing it for us. The community of the early church was not every man for himself, each person trying to get their piece of the pie. It was a loving and caring and compassionate life for brothers and sisters in baptism. All people were waiting, like in a tomb, for the moment of new light and life, eternal joy. So we come to one of my favorite Jesus sayings of all in the Gospels. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. Can it be that simple? And yet we all get spun up in what we think is right or wrong. We're so distracted by style or custom or a spectrum of opinion. In the end, maybe only one thing matters. Do we care for one another? Do we help one another here on this earth so that we may be together there in heaven? We are in this world for only a few short years. A cup of cold water. And when we get to heaven, I hope it is possible that one of the many pleasant surprises awaiting us will be the gratitude that we will receive from saints we've helped get to heaven, even people we never knew or perhaps even thought about that benefited from our goodness and our care.